Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're joined with a very special guest right now. We've got Melody Thomas from the Good Sex Project to talk all about what it is, what's going on, and what's going on. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Good Sex Project. What is it?
Yeah. It's a podcast series, and it's, you know, it's all about good sex and good relationships and how to find and have those things. It's trying to, I guess, help people who maybe missed out on education around sex and relationships, which is a lot of us. But I do it in a way where I interview people about their everyday lived experience. They're anonymous. They just, you know, I come in with a mic and sit down and we talk about really intimate subject matter for upwards of an hour, and then we weave that together with narration and expert advice and context, and so it becomes kind of a doco, more of a documentary.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, you're just releasing a new season of the podcast, am I right?
We're making a new season of the podcast. So it will be out early next year, but right now we're in the kind of looking for stories and interviewing people phase. Yeah,
right. What should listeners expect to hear from this new season, this season that you're working on?
Yeah, so it's the third season and probably our last in this kind of narrative documentary form. Every episode has a different theme, and we've explored a whole lot of different stuff like ethical non-monogamy and dating and sex education or lack thereof. Like we're quite deep in it at this point. So.
Right.
Some of the themes we've picked for this season, we're going to be looking at intimacy and technology. So I'm really keen to talk to somebody who's fallen in love with a chatbot.
That's crazy. Yeah, but yeah.
It's crazy, but that happens. That is happening, increasingly happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen that. I just today saw a little recording from the new Elon Musk Grok chatbot, who's like this sexy young woman in a little skirt being like, hey, what can I do for you? It's quite alarming.
That is alarming,
I mean, maybe kind of fine for adults, except that AI is always placating and encouraging you and never questioning you, which I don't think sets up a reasonable expectation for relationships. But I worry about young people getting their hands on that tech for So that, but also like toys and technological advances and how they've changed long-distance relationships. The reason I'm also really keen to tell you about all of these themes is because I want to, I'm still recruiting for people to come and talk to me, and we are coming down south. We're going to be in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Not sure when yet, over the next couple of months, and I'm looking for a couple more people in the area that we can come and speak to. So if anyone's listening, as I list these themes, and they're like, then we'll tell them at the end how to do that.
Yeah.
We're looking at age gap relationships, which,
cool. I don't know. How do you react to age gap relationships?
Well, no, I mean, that's the question. That's the question is, like, what is a good rule of thumb? What is acceptable? How does it vary from culture to culture, or depending what time you're in? Like, they're the kinds of questions I'm really interested in. So, yeah, we're looking for people who have, you know, fairly significant age gaps in their relationships, who would be open to talking about it. We're going to be treading really carefully on that one because there's obviously like power stuff in there, and but it's definitely one I want to explore. We're also looking for some lonely straight men.
Right.
We've been hearing a lot about the male loneliness epidemic and the way that that is moving, shifting men over to the right and into men's rights forums and the manosphere, etc. So I'm pretty keen to understand what's happening there and how we can help and how that's affecting romantic relationships for those men. And that's a really brave person, I think, that's going to talk to me about that, because vulnerability isn't super encouraged in men. Talking about loneliness for everybody is kind of like
it's a hard topic to talk about. It's like it's hard, it's very like shame. Like, it's like sad, because it is. Like, loneliness happens to everyone, and it shouldn't be something.
Yeah, it happens to everyone, and you're like, don't pity me. Like, I know, it is, you're right, it's inbuilt in the human experience.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I would like to, and you know, I've talked with people over these seasons about so many things that bring feelings of shame.
Yeah.
And everyone I speak to who, you know, feels shame about these things comes back after and says, I feel better now. Like, voicing my shame and being met with empathy and understanding does a lot to kind of mitigate that shame, or, you know, make it go away, spread it out, make it lighter to carry.
Yeah.
So yeah, if there's someone listening that's brave enough that wants to talk to me about loneliness, and especially if you are a cis straight man.
Yeah.
We're always looking on the hunt for that minority of cis straight men who, that was a joke, but also in our world they are more of a minority because they're harder to find in terms of having these open conversations.
Mm.
And then just single people is another theme. I want to talk to people who are like single and loving it. I want to talk to people who are single and miserable. I want every iteration of single life.
Yeah, because there are lots like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm single and I'm like very happily single.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Maddie.
Let's have a Let's go on. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to... I mean, I feel like... expectations around relationships and what it means to be a successful adult are changing. There's more freedom to be single, be happy single, date your friends, treat your friendships in a kind of more of a romantic way, you know, still platonic, but just, you know.
Yeah.
So I would like to, just explore what singledom looks like now.
True.
Or the many ways it looks like. And I think that'll probably tie in a little bit to loneliness as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? Sex work. We've got some great creators, online creators, who we're already keen to talk to about, I guess, the way tech is disrupting the sex work industry. But if there's anyone listening who has lived experience of that, then that's definitely people we're looking for. And then the other main one I'm looking for is we've got an episode about rupture, which is very broad.
Yeah.
But what I mean is I want to talk to couples who have been through something really massive and something that really shifts the foundation of the relationship that was unexpected, be that a health scare or infidelity, just something really big that they have managed to work through and stick together through. So.
Yeah. That sounds very interesting, and like
it is. Yeah. It's the best job. I love to talk to people about this stuff, and it's incredible that people do share so much with me. I love it a lot. So yeah, the Good Sex Project on Instagram is where people can reach out if they want to volunteer, including yourself, Maddie.
Maybe.
I imagine the single scene in Dunedin is quite something.
It is something. Yeah, definitely. I think. Well, yeah, like I'm a bit of an older student, so it's definitely like changes as you go through the year, like through like first, second, third year. So it's like, it's interesting.
Does it get better or worse, do you think?
I've gotten happier, so as being single, which is, good. But it's all pretty grim, to be honest.
Yeah, the apps are grim. I was coupled up before the apps even came along, but from everything I've seen and heard, the apps are pretty grim, and it looks like people are turning away from the apps and towards more in-person events. And I understand. Who wants all the admin? I can't imagine it. I already have too many unread messages on my phone.
Yeah. How did you get into doing this sort of stuff?
I used to work at RNZ, so I was actually a music journalist there for more than a decade. I went to broadcasting school in Christchurch and was on RDU there for a little while, which was fun.
Yeah.
Like, the job you're doing right now is the best and was maybe my favourite job ever.
Yeah.
But then, eventually I went to RNZ and ended up in the music department. My first job for RNZ was travelling around to music festivals through the summer around New Zealand and making mini docos about them.
That's so sick.
Insane.
Yeah.
Another one of the best jobs. I think that someone in the listener said I had the best job in New Zealand at that point. And that was pretty amazing. Like, meeting musicians and interviewing people on the ground, but also going to places like, you know, Splore, where you're standing in the ocean watching a band, or... Rhythm and Vines, where everyone's getting up to mischief in the vines, and it was a real Anyway, and so then eventually RNZ set up a podcast department. They asked for pitches internally. I pitched a podcast called Bang, which was maybe 6 or 7 years ago. That was accepted. We made a few really great seasons. And then, yeah, eventually I set out on my own and set up a podcast production company with my business partner. And now we're doing this.
Super cool. Super cool. Ooh,
yeah.
In this next coming season, you've worked with a couple of like experts, as you say. Like,
yeah.
Did you have a favorite, or like, how was hearing their insights? Like, how was talking with them about all of this stuff?
Yeah, I think my favorite of all time is Emily Nagoski. So she's an American-based sex educator who wrote a book called Come As You Are, and another one more recently called Come Together, which is more for couples. But she's got a really incredible science brain, and she knows the science of desire, sexuality, the way that all of these things work on a really deep level. And then she's really insanely good at teaching you in a way that you understand. That's really simplified. So one example is, so desire is a great example. When you think about desire and, like, you know, wanting someone, we often think about a movie scene where, like, you know, two people see each other and they just want to tear off each other's clothes. And then couples in really long-term relationships often struggle because they're like, that desire has gone. And now, you know, now do we have to break up because our sex life is different to how it was? But that's spontaneous desire, and it's just one kind of desire. The other kind is called responsive, and it's what a lot of the population has, and it means that the idea of sex doesn't get you going or get you turned on. You actually need like a stimulus first, so something like a massage or like getting into bed and feeling your skin touch another person's skin, and then that kind of reminds you like, oh, this is a nice thing that I love doing, and then the arousal comes.
Right. So that makes sense.
That kind of thing is fascinating to me and can really impact people's actual lives. So Emily Nagoski is outrageous. Come As You Are is an incredible book. If anyone's struggling with orgasm, desire in relationships, that's number one on the list of books, research books.
Super cool, super cool. Did you have a favorite topic that you're looking into this season?
Ooh,
that's such a hard question, I know.
Yeah, I don't know until I don't know until the interviews start which are my favourites. And also, you know, at the beginning you'll look at these themes and go, oh, I feel like maybe, you know, right now I feel like male loneliness is going to be a tricky one to tackle.
Yeah.
I feel like the age gap relationships is going to be tricky. But often once you start doing the interviews, you get to the other end, which is like cutting everything up, editing it all together, like weaving it all together. And then episodes you thought were going to be really straightforward become really, really complicated. So I am looking forward to talking to more men. What else have we got in there? I'm looking forward to understanding the sex work landscape in Aotearoa more. And I'm just looking, I mean, it's our last season as it is, so I'm really, we're going to hit the road a lot. I love the travel. We'll, you know, be visiting places all around New Zealand. We're going to go to some really small town, South Island towns, hear some really classic New Zealand voices talking about stuff that you wouldn't usually. Like, in the last season, we had this man who's a commercial radio jock who's in his 70s who was talking to us about this, like, love triangle he'd found himself in his tiny North Island town with like 2 60-year-old women lovers that he had to choose between.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's that stuff, it's the stuff that surprises you. There was another small town, I'm avoiding saying the towns because I don't want anyone to be identified, everyone's anonymous. But there was another small town couple who were in their 20s who were swingers, talking about like how to be, the struggles of being swingers in a really small town in New Zealand where you know everyone. So I don't know yet what I'm most looking forward to. I'm just looking forward to getting in front of people and digging into their brains. Yeah.
Super fun, super fun. Was there anything else you wanted to add about it before, I guess, like, where can people listen? How can people reach out, really?
Yes. Yeah, so listening is anywhere that you listen to podcasts. It's on Spotify. Just search Good Sex Project. Yeah, do some Googling. We're on Instagram at Good Sex Project, so you can follow there for updates and also to reach out. We've got a form people fill out if they want to volunteer to take part. If you're thinking about it and you're like, oh, I don't know, my story's not interesting enough, or I just want people to, or you don't think that you're going to fit with a theme, please still reach out, because we can figure that out later. We're going to have bonus interviews that aren't tied into the themes, that just kind of stand on their own. And the more people we hear from, the better, in terms of really capturing where people are at right now. So don't hesitate.
Super sick. Reach out. Apply.
Thanks, Maddie.
All good. It's lovely chatting to you, Melody. Good luck with it all.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Cool.
See you later.
Bye.
That was Melody Thomas of the Good Sex Project. You're listening to Radio 1 91 FM. This is...
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.